reading in the lavatory. This I wrote just a week after I wrote Reading in the Library. Reading in the Library was published in News Time, Hyderabad, on 23rd of July, 1986. And Reading in the Lavatory was published in the same newspaper on 4th of August, 1986. Reading in the Lavatory. I've done most of my reading in the lavatory. Usually I take the morning newspaper with me and read the middle, which is just about the right thing to do there simultaneously. I've observed that middles vibrate very well with my metabolic cycle that's now begun to tell tales. If the middle is well written and smooth, I come out in a cheerful mood and everyone knows that I've done a good job of the big job. But this happens just twice a week and you can gather quite a lot from this. On other days I have to try a number of times, and as the bard said, sweet are the uses of adversity. I get so much more time there to read. I go to my sports page, as I don't read politics at all. There are days when I've done with the newspaper, but not yet with the job. I then take magazines and journals, and sometimes the matter goes as high as Pliny or Aesop or Hedgehog. The longer I take there, the more I read and higher. And by accumulation, I think my reading here far exceeds that's been done everywhere else. At my desk, I tend to write. I just wonder what would have happened if I had been a little more lucky with this natural diurnal obligation. I don't think I would have read as much as I have, and I do not know whether all compulsive readers have the same kind of problem on one side and pleasure on the other in their lavatories. But as far as my observation goes, a highbrow, gracious reader, one who has grown and read beyond his intelligence, often has a constipated look about his otherwise innocent face. And that's exactly the reason why I haven't, even once, tried to go beyond my limitations to be anywhere close to the voracious reader. And reading in the lavatory sees to it that I don't. But this hobby or habit of mine, or whatever you call it, demands that the place has top class sanitation. It should have very proper ventilation, and the deodorant cake should be frequently replaced. There should be a 60 watt bulb for the nocturnals and a plug point for the mosquito repelling gadget. That should be simply marvelous in any lavatory for that matter. And above all, there shouldn't be anyone in the house who is in the habit of thinking that he has used the toilet for the last time. When I have a house of my own, I will see to it that at least the toilets are in perfect order to promote my cathartic activities and lead to a complete purgation of everything. But until then, I think I'll have to cope with quite a few imaginable unmentionables, and of course with the mosquitoes, whose tribe may God decree